Good morning. It is October 29th, 2012. The time is 7:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside, and am at this moment waiting for the pending storm, which probably won't be for another day or two, to reach me. And I'm talking about Hurricane Sandy, which is supposed to be making landfall down there along the Maryland, New Jersey, New York coastline sometime today. And I want to say thank you to all those concerned on Twitter. Received some comments there, and I appreciate that. And we're ready. Right now, we have overcast skies. It is slightly windy. I think that's the one concern we're worried about, is the pending winds, more so than I think the rain that will come down from Sandy's travel through on our area here in the southern tier of New York. But we are concerned with the water, given the fact that we did have a major flood, the big flood of 2011, last year, about a little over a year ago, last September. So I'm on a day off today, as well as tomorrow, so I will be holding tight here at the homestead with the missus and Max, Jack, and my son. And we got word that my daughter, who's out in Western New York at university, is doing well, so we kept her up to date. And I'm in the back grove here just sort of scoping things out, because we do have one large tree out here that if we do get some consistently long sustaining winds, could take a hit. It has weathered the storm before, but we're talking winds that will last for a few days, I guess, from this storm. So I'm just sort of taking a morning survey of my property, I guess you could say. If anything, the wind will blow off the rest of the leaves that are still on the trees. So get my day started here. Again, I'm on a day off today and tomorrow, and I'll be on Twitter. I'll be over there on Google+. I'll be hanging out. And as long as the power sustains and the internet connection sustains, I will keep all apprised there, as far as, and also be very concerned with those along the coastline, because they will take the brunt of the hit when the hurricane, it's still a hurricane, I just checked, 72 mile an hour winds yesterday, and they've jacked up to 85 mile an hour winds this morning, according to the National Weather Service. So, but we got a slight breeze going here, and like I said, we do have some clouds. It's no rain, does the drizzle, but it's a very steady overcast. We do have gasoline for our generator. Our generator is all topped off, and I do have my solar array, I guess. The last time I checked, my deep cell battery is at 85%, so that'll give me lighting at night for at least two or three nights if needed, so I can save on the gasoline. So we're as prepared as we're going to be. We just have to sit and wait, batten down the hatches, as one individual over there on Twitter mentioned. And we do have the, and everybody is taking this very seriously, which it should be. And I hope everybody stays safe. So that's what I'm getting going here, starting my day. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.